More of Life Effect Now. I'm Mitch Tyke.
And I'm Joy Powers. The athletes on the TV show American Ninja Warrior do some amazing things. From climbing up ropes to ascending the warped wall, their abilities far surpass what most of us could hope to accomplish.
But professional ninja warrior Abel Gonzalez has worked extremely hard to accomplish what many of us take for granted. At 10, he left a difficult family life in Chicago to live with his grandmother and brother in Texas. In his early 20s, his dreams of playing pro football were interrupted by a diagnosis of rheumatoid arthritis that doctors said would cripple him by 30.
So Gonzalez added fighting RA to his athletic training. And by changing his workout, his mindset, and his diet, he was able to become the man he is today, competing on television and training others.
For this month's Fit For You, Gonzalez joined Lake Effect's Audrey Nowakowski in the studio and shared what led him to work out and speak out.
It's the challenge, yeah. There's a challenge here. And when it came down to it, it's like I can be the best athlete possible. And I know a lot of the athletes on the show are stronger than me. They're more experienced. But I knew that one advantage I was going to have is my composure, is the ability to stay calm under this extremely high-stress situation, because we only have one chance every year. One mistake and we're out, right? Mm-hmm. And the pressure is insanely high on this show, more than anything, because it's not like a team sport where the team comes together and they share that pressure, right, to win. This is you, one person, with hundreds of people around, cameras everywhere, lights, it's 3 a.m. This is your one chance to make it to the national finals, or at least to the next round. And you have to stay calm and focused. So it can be very tough. And it is a hindrance to a lot of amazing athletes on the program. You know, they're better athletes than I am. And I'm not afraid to admit that. You know, I know I'm not the best. I know that I am very, very good at trying to be my best. And that's why I've been able to advance and be where I am today. But focusing on turning things like nervousness into excitement, or meditation and breathing practices and learning to calm down, and those are the kind of the things that I think have helped me do what I do.
Also, what is particularly amazing outside of conditioning your body to be able to perform at this level in this sport is that you've also overcome a diagnosis of rheumatoid arthritis that technically should have put you in a wheelchair by now.
Yeah, there's literally a 99% chance that that's going to disable you or drastically decrease your quality of life for the rest of your life. It's an incurable autoimmune disease. And I was diagnosed when I was 23. But I spent 3 years taking painkillers, covering it up, not knowing what it was. I just thought it was general arthritis.
So how did you go from a very heavy sentence with rheumatoid arthritis potentially disabling you on almost all fronts to being able to compete at such a high level? You know, people think arthritis, gripping something, mm-hmm. moving, running, yeah. Extremely painful. Yet here you are doing the extreme of
the most extreme thing
that you could do.
Yeah.
So how did you turn that around and find ways to condition your body to, well, not necessarily ignore those brain signals, but mm-hmm. how did you make it work for you?
When I first was diagnosed, I was told in a way that was kind of rough. I was told, hey, you have rheumatoid arthritis. You have about 7 years of movement left. At that point, you'll be in a wheelchair the rest of your life, or you're going to need several surgeries to fix your knees and your hips. And I was even told that there was not much they could do for me as far as prescription medications and things. It had been kind of quick as far as the diagnosis and its attack on my body, right? So that's what I was told, and I literally was in shock. I had never heard of the illness. I was discouraged. I was sad. I was angry. There was a lot of emotions going through it. And I just knew that if they couldn't help me, then I was going to do it myself. I wasn't going to accept that, because this was my life. I wasn't going to let an illness take it away from me, because I did rely on sport. I was a provider for my family and for my brothers, and I was going to make the most of this life no matter what. So when they told me that, I had a prescription. They gave me a prescription for a stronger pain medication, and I got in my car in the parking lot that day, and I crumpled it. I crumpled the prescription. I said, if they can't help me, that's okay. I'm going to find a way. I'm going to do this. And I started reading, started trying to figure out what this was. And I knew that it was serious, and the information was negative, but there has to be something, you know, because it's an autoimmune disease, and that's my body attacking itself. And instead of saying rheumatoid arthritis is an incurable autoimmune disease, I said, what if it's just an allergic reaction? What if I'm just having a reaction? And so then that gave me hope to look and try everything I could possibly find. And I did. I read and studied for months till 2, 3, 4 in the morning. You know, I was literally reading and trying to study and figure this out to save my life. And when I speak at schools, I tell them I probably studied more than you did and I wasn't even in school. You know, I was trying to save my life. And I tried everything I could possibly find, even if it didn't make sense. A lot of things that I tried did not make sense, but some of those things were working. And I'm here now, you know.
Yeah, and thriving.
Yes, doing my best.
And with your research, your own journey of finding what works best for your body, of understanding the physicality of your body, I imagine you have a new appreciation for your body and what it can do. So how are you using that to help others?
Being an example. That's all I can do, right? You know, you can go out and give as much advice as you want. You can have the best advice in the world and you can share it to everybody. But if you're not living it, then it's going to fall on deaf ears, right? No one's going to hear or believe it. So that's my goal. And that came from being an older brother, you know, with my younger brothers and things. I wanted to help them and didn't want them to be depressed, you know, and I wanted them to have a life of purpose and passion. So it was being an example. And that's how I do it. I go out and I be an example. I do a lot of the things that I could do on the show. If I can, I do it in front of them so they can feel and see the impact and remember that, right? And I know, too, that I had examples. I'm not the first person to be diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis and have visual damage and go through all that and then come out and be able to be their best, right? Actually, the best version of themselves. I'm just the one that did an American Ninja Warrior, right? But there's some incredible people. You know, a friend of mine, Jenny, in Dallas, she's a yoga teacher. And she went through almost the exact same thing, and now she teaches yoga. And I also use yoga. You know, I use movement to let my body perform its best, right? So movement itself is a detoxing. It's medicine. Movement can be medicine. And the more you move, the more you detox. Other things, of course, nutrition is a huge, huge factor in that. And then mentality, right? I had this mentality that I wasn't going to let this stop me.
With being an example and spreading your message not only to schools and other organizations, you also own Axios Gym back in Texas, and it's exclusively teaching kids the skills needed comparable to being a ninja warrior in this sport. And I imagine that kids are the perfect students to have because they have no fear.
Well, yeah, you know, and I think as we get older, we put fear in ourselves, right? Like,
yeah.
Oh, I couldn't do that. I'm gonna fall and break my leg. Oh, well, yeah. If you're saying that, you're literally just told your body that that's what's gonna happen, and you're reinforcing that fear, and you're not gonna want to try. So, yeah, it's fun. It's a lot of fun doing these obstacles and training for them. And kids, because they're movers, we're all movers, right? But they haven't been deconditioned out of movement. They haven't been sitting at desks for, you know, 20 years like some of us, or typing and wearing shoes for such a long time, that they can still move and they don't have those fears and those pains. They get injured, but we heal, right? We have a system to heal. And that happens. But when I see them doing obstacles, I'm like, man, they do it easier than I do. It's like, and I'm the one on the show, you know, and they're over here doing it easier than me. It's like, oh my gosh, I wish I was still a kid. That's part of my drive of what I do. My movement is to go back to the way when I was a kid, because that's when it was fun. That's when it was healthy and I was happier, you know, and it really helped with my relationships, with my outlook on life, to be, you know, having fun with movement, whether it's sports or yoga or biking, CrossFit. There's a lot of ways to move. And to me, this is just the pinnacle because it's so well-rounded. Everything from your fingertips to your toes. I do a lot of videos on my social media showing how I can use my hands and my fingers and my toes to do things that I never thought I could do. But it was just having fun with movement and practicing and realizing how important it is for our body to be moving.
You're a part of an elite group of only 5 athletes who are classified as pro ninja warriors. How are you trying to make this sport more accessible when it requires, you know, not only so much unique equipment and gym space to do it, you yourself quit your job to pursue getting a spot on the American Ninja Warrior,
yeah.
Waited 5 days in line as a walk-in. You know, it's a lot of commitment. It's not going to a local gym and signing up for a monthly membership. How are you trying to change this?
Well, it is a new sport. Right. So when I started, yeah, things were a little bit different. You know, I started 4 years ago and it's grown so much to where now there's probably a gym, a Ninja Warrior gym in your area now, and you can go and train. And that's all it is. It looks very demanding, right? And that's because it is. It is very demanding. And the truth is the sport drives itself because it's fun. You know, it's varied. It's okay, well, there's a balance obstacle. Now there's an upper body obstacle. And now there's an agility obstacle. And I got to run like this and do this and jump here. And I have to train on ropes. I have to train on fingertips. I have to train on rock climbing. So it's so varied that it never really gets boring, right? And it looks hard. And if you're an adult, you just have to have patience and realize, like, it's going to come. No matter what's going on, if you're in the gym and you're training and you're having fun with this and asking questions and learning, you're getting better.
So you yourself, you're in great health. You've overcome and been able to manage your diagnosis of rheumatoid arthritis, and you're helping others, not only in your own community, but across the U.S. What do you see as your next or biggest challenge?
I see, the sport is new, right? And it's been on for 9 years, and there's only been one official winner in the 9 years out of thousands and thousands of people. I'm one of the very few to get very close to winning the show. Out of all those thousands of people, about 20 have made it to the round, right? To nearly the final round, right? And I was one of those guys. And I would like to win the show. I would also like to win a few times, right? Like, I don't just want to be a one-time winner. I want to go and win the show a few times. And I know that pursuit is healthy. I have to train. I have to keep these mentalities and practicing and getting better. And it's a great sport for longevity. And I know that I will be capable because of the way I'm approaching it now. So I see it as a long-term goal to be a competitor for 20 years, right, and be a multiple-time winner. I also do enjoy speaking, and I know it has a huge impact. And that's an interesting thing because going through all the things that I went through when I was a kid, I would always say to myself, hey, man, it's okay. Just make it through. One day, thousands of people are going to hear your story. You're going to tell them this story. And then now in presentations, it's like, it was actually millions of people worldwide were going to hear my story and know who I was because of what I've done. That's it. Whether you're at my academy or if you're at one of my presentations, that's my goal, to make sure that you know that you can overcome all the obstacles, be an example, and be a part of that positive change in the future.
We are all able, right?
We are all able. I see that every day in my gym, and I get some little bit of feedback on that. Well, Abel, we can't do 3 pull-ups with 90 pounds, or we can't climb on this rock wall with our fingertips. I'm like, well, if I can do it, you can do it. Training and practice, and you'll do it. And they end up doing it. And that's when I say, I told you, we were all able.
Well, Abel, best of luck to you in the future. I'm sure myself and many, many other people will be watching your career. Thank you for coming in to talk about it today.
You know, I appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
Abel Gonzalez is a professional American Ninja Warrior, motivational speaker, and owner of Axios Gym in Texas. He spoke with Audrey Nowakowski ahead of a Tuesday evening event for kids at Sky Zone in Waukesha.